this is Sister Stephanie and Heather's dad. Amen. He's got some grandchildren here today and relatives here today. And we're believing God for his healing. Amen. And others, Steve Gray and Sister English is with us today. We've been praying for her that God will heal her body. Wow. Amen. Praise God. Brother Mike McEwen is here today. We prayed for him. God healed him of cancer. Woo! Yeah. Amen. Amen. And on it goes. The miracle working power of God flowing and anointing and touching and blessing. But we've still got an entourage of people that need that healing virtue from God. And we're just going to continue to believe the Lord for them, to help them, bless them. Amen. And raise them up. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house. Praise the Lord. While we do, let's look to 1 Peter chapter 2. And let's read verses 1 through 6 today. Amen. Did you guys get my paper up there? It's laying right up there. I shouldn't even tell you what I just thought. I was asking the guys if they got... I write my scripture out, my title out, and all of that. Because of this program, it takes forever to get a scripture up. It's not them. It's the program. And so we get it to them in advance and try to get the scriptures up and all that. But I thought when I asked him, I said, did you get the piece of paper? My mind flashed back to a certain period of time in school when, and this was before God, this was BC, before Christ. And I just had a hard time doing homework. I just did. I couldn't sit still long enough to do homework. And so the next day, my teacher asked me where my homework was, and I told her I did it. But on the way to school, someone stole it. They shaped it into an airplane, and someone hijacked it to Cuba. Well, that was a trip to the office. That's why I constantly say, if God can save me, he can save anybody. Amen. Praise God. And so I know that paper did not go to Cuba. There it is right there. My Lord, let's preach before we get in trouble. All right, here we go. Wherefore, laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies and envies, all evil speakings, a newborn babe's desire that they, as newborn babes, they desire the sincere milk of the word. Why? That you may grow thereby. We want to grow by the word. If so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Is God gracious? Yeah. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, a precious stone. Amen. You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices. Amen. Spiritual sacrifices. We know we don't have enough money to buy ourselves into the kingdom of God, but it is good to come in here and lift up holy hands. That's a spiritual sacrifice. It's good to shout hallelujah every now and then. Oh, boy. It's good to shout amen every now and then. Holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. This is all acceptable. All this praise stuff, all this worship. Amen. Wherefore also, It is contained in the scripture, okay? It is in the word of God. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Amen. You're not going to be confused. If you believe on him, if you trust in him, follow him, obey him, you will not be confounded. Amen. Let me ask you this. Will you be able to explain him in every way? Absolutely not. Do we understand all the ways of God with his infinite wisdom and knowledge and understanding? Absolutely not. However, if we could believe in him, trust and follow him, everything's going to be all right. Amen. Here's what I want to preach for just a little while. Simple as it may be, I won't be very long. Amen. Get it so you can give it. In other words, receive it so others can believe it. Get it so you can give it. Now, when I say get it, I'm not just talking about receiving it. That's why the title isn't Receive It So You Can Believe It. But that's part of it. But when I say get it, have you ever told anybody a joke and they didn't get it? It's embarrassing to them and it's embarrassing to you. I told this lady one time, we were in a restaurant. I was preaching for Brother Elms in Charlotte. And I sat down with Sister Elms' mother. I was beside her there at the table and we were all seated there. And I said, you know what? I bought me a horse. And I was trying to teach it not to eat. And just before it learned, it died. She looked at me like some of you are. She said, oh my word, was it a pony? I said, naturally, if you starve a horse to death, it's going to die. She didn't get it. And so, but I told her the joke hoping that she would get it. Amen. What we're doing here at Landmark is no joke. And so it is very important that we get it. We got to get it. It's not just another good church. It's not just another good song. Man, was that anointed this morning? Amen. It's not just a crowd of folks that we can be friends with. But there's something going on in here, and we need to get it. Not just receive it. We need to comprehend it. Understand what God is up to so we can live it. And so we can give it. So let's get it so we can give it. Lord, we call on the name that's greater than any other name, the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to stir up the gift of God within each and every one of us. Give us eyes to see. Give us ears to hear. Give us a spirit that will perceive what God is up to at Landmark United Pentecostal Church today so we can achieve the will of God. And everybody said, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you as you're seated just now. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and ask him, do you get it? Amen. I'd like for somebody to confess to your salvation. Praise the Lord. Just believe in what you've got and just let go and let God bless you today. Let God anoint you. Let him stir up the gift of God within you. Amen. If you're waiting on me to start preaching, I just got started. Hallelujah. Now I'm waiting on you to receive it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't let me leave you behind. Hallelujah. Amen. But understand this. I want somebody to acknowledge their salvation. I don't want somebody to have to guess whether you have salvation or not. I don't want somebody to say, oh, I wonder if they're Christians or not. Amen. I wonder if we couldn't just go through life acting like we're born again believers in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some of that's go a long way. Some of that'll go a long way. Some of that praising God, that'll go a long way with the Lord right now. Amen. When we praise Him, we're showing Him we got this. When we worship Him, we're showing Him that we've got this, that we get this. We know what's going on around here. Amen. Let me ask you this. Is your soul on fire? Is it the will of God for your soul to be on fire? Is it the will of God for your soul to be in flames for the glory of God? Hallelujah. If it is, why don't you let the devil know what page you're on right now? Come on, let the fire fall. Yes, even on Sunday morning, let the fire fall. Let the anointing fall. Let the power fall. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of these great getting up mornings, we're going to see Him face to face. We've already sung about it here today. What are you going to do when you see Jesus face to face? What are you going to do when you look into His deep, dark Jewish eyeballs? My Lord, and you say, Lord, somebody pinch me. I think I'm having a very good dream. And somebody pinches you and it hurts. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you're alive and well and you're looking at Jesus face to face. What are you going to do? Are you going to do what you're doing right now? Really? Are you going to look like you're looking right now? Act like you're acting right? Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you will get this, if you will get this, amen, I will tell you this. He is right here, right now, in your face. He's right here, right now, in this place. Praise God. Amen. We're going to look at, amen. I want you to look up. I want you to stop looking down. People get so depressed. They get so down and out. Amen. Hey, that's people that don't get this. If you get this, hallelujah, you'd have enough for you and enough to give to somebody else, because our cups can run over. Is it the word of God or what? Amen. You need to leave this house today with your cup running over. You need to come out of that depression mess. You need to come out of that depression junk. You need to come out of that worry and that fearful. None of that has anything to do with God. If you can just get this, if you can feel this, if you can follow after this, all of that fear is going to have to take wings of flight. All of that doubt, that trembling, that depression, all of that's going to have to leave you today. Amen. Somebody get this. Somebody come on and connect to this. Somebody understand this. Somebody needs to comprehend this. It is not the will of God for an apostolic to be depressed. If you are, you have not gotten this yet. You have felt this. You've been around this. And somebody else may have gotten it and you felt what they got. Amen. But until you get this, depression is going to follow you and chase you like a hound dog. But we need to get him off of our trail today. And we can do that by saying, hey, I get this. God is greater than anything in this world. Jesus Christ is my cornerstone. He's my strength. He's my hope. He's my help. He's all I need. He's all I want. My Lord. Praise God. And so we need this. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I wish the fact that I told my teacher that someone made an airplane out of my homework and hijacked it to Cuba was the worst thing I ever done. But honey, that ain't the worst thing I've ever done. Listen to me. Let me tell you. Amen. When you're on the other side of grace, you're not in the race. Amen. And so you're embraced by the enemy. And when you're embraced by the enemy, you're liable to become anything. You're liable to do anything. Amen. You're liable to say anything. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Don't get weird on me here today. Amen. I'm in a Pentecostal church, right? Hallelujah. You got to help me when I'm preaching this good. Amen. You got to help me. Praise God. I'm just telling you here today, there's a whole lot of bad out there. But when we come in here, there's a whole lot of good in this house. And we need to recognize it. And we need to see it. And we need to act upon it. And we need to let the devil know, I ain't yours no more. And we need to let the Lord know, I'm on your team. We need to get it. so we can give it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we were saved. We were wretched. We were wrong. We were bad. When I think of his goodness, amen, the goodness of Jesus. The song said, all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Have you cried out hallelujah today? Or have we forgotten how good he's been? Why don't we try that? We still got time to make up for it. Anybody going for it? Anybody? You don't wait for your neighbor, amen, because your neighbor might have issues, amen, but we can't have issues. We got to get this thing. Hey, we don't have time for issues. We don't have time for stuff, amen. We got to get this. We got to get this now. And when I think of the goodness and what the Lord has done for me, my soul shouts hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank God. Amen. Some things with God are beyond explaining. Amen. When it comes to God, if they're beyond explaining, they have got to be experienced. We had a lady last week, been coming to this church for I don't know how long, several years. Amen. And just last week, Sunday, I think it was the Sunday morning service, received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I said, you got the Holy Ghost? She said, yes. Tears. And you don't ask somebody how you know. You try to explain the Holy Ghost. Listen, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive the same Spirit that spoke the world into existence. Try to explain that. At best, all you'll be able to do is say, I got that same stuff that made the world. Hello? That don't even make sense. What stuff that made the world? I thought God made the world. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, he is the Holy Ghost. And he is in the church today. And he will fill you. And that being said, since I've got the Holy Ghost, that same Spirit that created the world, why can't that Spirit in me create a healing in somebody? Why can't that create a healing in somebody? I'll tell you why it can't. Because people have it, but they don't get it. Why can't that create a miracle? Why can't that create sacrifice? Why can't that create joy? Why can't that create a lot of things? It can, but some of the people that have it, they don't get it. Well, it's time for you to get it now that you got it. Amen. And understand that my God can raise the dead. He can unstop deaf ears. You've heard it a million times. I'm not asking you to hear it. I'm asking you to get it. So that you can take it somewhere where you can give it. Amen. I want you to pray for the sick and for them to be recovered. I want you to worship God and make somebody else want to worship God. I want you to pray, young ladies, young men, I want you to pray in the prayer room where it'll make somebody else want to pray in the prayer room. I want them to hear you. I want them to see you. I want them to know you're in the presence of God, that the Spirit of the Lord is here to help, that the power of God is here to bless, that the anointing is here to break yokes, tear down strongholds. Can God do all those things? Can God do all those things? Well, then let's get it. Let's get it, because we've got God. Hallelujah. Some things with God are beyond explaining. They've got to be experienced. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm waiting for bitter to become better. Amen. I'm waiting for haters to become waiters. You know, I've spent years hating you. I'm here today to ask you, is there anything I can do for you? Amen. I just found out I got the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is everything. I got everything I need. I don't have time for hate. I ain't got time for bitterness. I don't have time for sarcasm. I don't have time to expect you to fail, expect you to fall, expect you to not to make it. I don't have time to think like that. Amen. I got to get my mind on Jesus. We got to have some church. We got to take this to the world. We got to believe God for revival. We got to believe God for harvest. Is there anything I could do for you? Is there anything? I love you. I want you to know I'm not just saying that. Hallelujah. I need my brother. I need my sister. I need everybody. I need all of you. Take me by the hand together. Amen. We stopped giving up and we started getting up. And we're getting up because we get it. Hallelujah. This Holy Ghost thing is real. This Holy Ghost thing is real. And until you believe that, act upon that and receive that, then there's not going to be a lot of response. And a lot of times, all people will be is what they've always been. We don't want that. I know I don't want. Do you want that? Hello? Every day with Jesus should be sweeter than the day before. Right? Well, let's get it. Let's let the light come on. Hallelujah. I'm not accusing you of being Motel 6, but they always said, we'll leave the light on. Hey, we got to get it on so we can leave it on. Amen. Praise God. And so this Holy Ghost thing is real. Praise God. I saw a clip the other day where two guys, I guess they won a medal or something for the Olympics. I haven't stayed up with that. Those of you that do, that's fine. But a couple of guys, and I guess they had some kind of relationship. And the one guy walked up and kissed the other one right in the lips. And the caption underneath said, "We are gay. We are here. Deal with it." You know what? I think they should kick them off the Olympics. Not for being gay, but for that being their propaganda. For that being the reason they did that. It wasn't about gays. It wasn't about apostolics. It wasn't about Pentecostals. It was about nations coming together under one canopy and unity. It was about the circles coming together. And for just a few short days, the world thinking alike. That's what the Olympics is all about. It's not about you marching out there and showing the world you're gay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't get mad now. I'm still preaching good. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they kissed and they said, "We're gay. We're here. Deal with it." And so that's fine. If you want to be gay, be gay. That's your business. That's your choice. Hallelujah. I choose to be apostolic. I choose to be Pentecostal. I'm not going to call you a hater because I'm not gay. And why are you calling me a hater? Because I'm apostolic. Amen. It's one world. We got to live in this place. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I'm going to respect you and I'm going to appreciate you for the person. Amen. Hallelujah. You may not like what I am. I may not like what you are. But we can respect and appreciate one another for being people. We got one world. There's nowhere else to go. They've tried the moon, they've tried Mars, they've tried everything. They've got satellite stations out there, but I'm just telling you, you better stick with Star Wars because it's not going to happen. Amen. Praise God. It'll never be R2 and me and you. But one thing I do appreciate about what he said, "We're here, deal with it." Well, let me tell you something. We run the aisles, deal with it. We raise our hands, deal with it. We clap our hand, deal with it. We speak in tongues, deal with it. We baptize in Jesus' name, deal with it. We're going to pack this place with people that want it. We're going to build another building for people that want it. I feel the Holy Ghost now. Hallelujah. We're going to leap for joy, Brother Brown. Deal with it. Hallelujah. Amen. We get this. We know what this is. And this is what we're going to be. And we're coming out of the closet. We'll march up and down the streets. We'll carry banners. We'll go on Facebook. We'll go on Chatbook and every other book. And we'll let you know we're apostolic to the bone. We've got our mind made up. We've got our feet on the rock. Thank you for saying that. Hallelujah. You're gay. We'll deal with it. But listen to me. We're apostolic. You deal with that. Hallelujah. Amen. Until we can come together and we can... Do you hear what I'm trying to say? If you're going to be something, then get what it is. Hallelujah. Amen. We leap for joy. We speak in that heaven. We lay hands on the sick and they recover. Amen. We're apostolic. We're here. Deal with it. Whew, that made me feel good. Romans 8:36 and 37. Praise the Lord. I want you to see this today. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all day long. They pick on us. So what? Everybody gets picked on about one thing or another. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Amen. We are sheep and they want to slaughter us. Hallelujah. Nay, in all these things, we are not just conquerors. I want you to get this. We are more than conquerors. In other words, we can overcome for me and I can overcome for somebody else. Amen. You can overcome for you and you can overcome for somebody else, and then we will have revival. We will have a move of God. We will feel the stirring of His Spirit. Somebody praise Him till you feel the anointing. I'll tell you this, when you get this, you get more. I don't apologize for that. I do not apologize for that. When you get this, you get more. Praise God. That's why some of us, we explode. That's why we have to run. That's why we have to leap for joy. We have to clap our hand. That's why we wear a silly grin on our face majority of the time. Praise God. When you get this, Paul said, when you get this, you get more. Amen. More than conquerors. This is not an intellect. This is an experience. Listen, when something is false, it's got to be transformed from real to intellect, because it's not real, and so we got to go at this with intellect. When it's real, experience is good enough. Amen. When it's real, experience is good enough. All I know is something got a hold of me, and it will not let me go, and I like it. Do you get it? Let God know you get it. Let the devil know you get it. Let the Holy Ghost, let the Spirit of God, let the anointing of God fall and let the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right? You say, well, I don't really know if I believe what he's saying. Okay, you pray for somebody. They're deaf. Then all of a sudden they can hear. And you say, well, I don't believe that happens. Well, you just need to hang out with us a little longer because it happens. Amen. You go to that person when they're healed and explain to them how they got healed. Well, we know faith. We know God touched them. We know God blessed them. But how is that real? I didn't see God. I didn't see His finger. All I know is you laid your hand on my head and now I can hear. Explain that. I don't think that they would stop and ask you if you're right or not. I don't think that's right. Oh, you want to be deaf again? No, they would gladly move forward with their lives. That's the same experience with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you receive it, you're like, whoa, okay, I got this. I got this. Hallelujah. And I'm keeping this. Well, what is it? I don't really know. And then all of a sudden, you take it to your family, and all your family becomes Bible scholars. And they haven't cracked that big, fat Bible, family Bible open in 50 years. But yet they know all about what you shouldn't. You shouldn't have that much joy. You shouldn't be that happy. You should never clap your hands in church. That is rude. You should not say hallelujah. That is the house of God. You see how they explain and they give you intellect and everything's big, real quiet and everything's just... When that is not the Word of God and they have not experienced the Word of God, then intellect kicks in and tries to explain why everything we do is wrong. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. Amen. So when something is false, it's got to be transformed into intellect. But when it's real, all it's got to do is be experienced and you know it's right. Amen. Explaining healing. Explain the anointing. The anointing of God is in this house. First time visitors are going, something just happened. I missed it. Amen. Explain that moment you go from English into that heavenly language. And then explain why you want to keep speaking that and acting like that. Paul told Timothy, he said, stir up the gift of God within you. Explain stirring up the gift of God within you. I don't really know how to explain it, but I know how to do it. And I know when I praise Him, He inhabits the praises of His people. And when He inhabits the praises of His people, that gift comes together with the Holy... Listen, do you hear what I'm saying? The Spirit of God is mixed and stirred, and the power of God has given more faith and fuel. Amen. And the anointing just flows. Amen. But I can't explain it, but I know how to do it. I know how to get it done because I get it. Amen. I brought a book to the pulpit with me here today, and for the sole purpose of sharing something with you. I don't want you to take me wrong. It is an absolutely awesome book, and it was written by somebody. You want a book by mine? No. It was written, it's my utmost for His highest. And I don't want to go into detail about this book because I want to share some details with another group before too awful long. But this particular book is a day-to-day devotional. And each day you can read a devotion through the year. And it's written with wisdom and some insight. However, he gets to some parts in the Word of God that I can tell he didn't get it. He didn't get it. And he took a scripture and put it under the heading of intimate with Jesus. So we're going to talk about being intimate with Jesus today. And he used the scripture, John 14:9, praise the Lord. And he said, where the scripture says, Jesus said unto them, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? You know what Philip just asked Jesus? He said, show me the Father that it sufficeth us. That's all he asked. He said, show me the Father. I want us all to be satisfied with who God is. And Jesus said, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? That's the truth. You get that? Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. Philip, the Father's been right here with you. It's me in the flesh. The Spirit made Himself a body. A virgin had a baby, Philip. It was a miraculous conception. It'll never happen again because God's not coming back in another flesh. It's me. When you see me, you've seen the Father. Have I been with you so long you still don't know who I am? That's what He said. Listen to what the writer said. These words are not spoken as a rebuke, nor even with surprise. Jesus is leading Philip on. Okay? The last one with whom we get intimate is Jesus. Before Pentecost, the disciples knew Jesus as the one who gave them power to conquer demons and to bring about a revival. Okay. It was a wonderful intimacy, but there was much closer intimacy to come. He said, I have called you friends. Friendship is rare on earth. It means identity in thought, heart, and spirit. Aren't those sweet words? The whole discipline of life is to enable us to enter into the closest relationship that we possibly can, perhaps with Jesus Christ. Awesome. But tell me what the scripture said. We receive His blessings and know His word, but do we know Him? Good question. Jesus said, it is expedient for me, for you that I go away in that relationship so that He might lead them on. Okay? It's a joy to Jesus when a disciple takes time to step more intimately with Him. Somebody say true. Fruit bearing is always mentioned as the manifestation of an intimate union with Jesus Christ. True, but if we don't get it, We can't give it to somebody else. He's telling all these things. Jesus is great. Jesus is awesome. He came to give us a greater light. He came to... But what is the greater? What is the light? What is that truth? What is that intimacy? Amen. When once we get intimate with Jesus, we are never lonely. We never need sympathy. We can pour out all the time without being pathetic. The saint who is intimate with Jesus will never have impressions of himself, but only the impression that Jesus is having unhindered way. Words. The only impression left by such a life is that of the strong, calm sanity that our Lord gives to those who are intimate with him. That's not what that scripture said. It didn't say, I want to be intimate with you, although he does. It didn't say, it said none of the things that he said it was. And so I am supposed to read this, and this sold millions of copies. And I'm supposed to read that Chambers said about that scripture and believe that's what it is because he explained it. Why can't we just go to the Word of God? Have I been so long time with you and you still don't know who I am? Oh, wow, I know who Jesus is now. Now let's get close to him. Why? Because he's God in the flesh. Do you get it? If you get it, then someone else out there is going to receive it. But if we just want to explain things away and say, oh, that means close. Let's just get close to... How do you get close to somebody you don't know? You got to know someone good enough to get close to someone. Amen. And so here Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift. Praise God. He tried to explain, but he got away from what Jesus was saying. You can't give what you don't get. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The Son was God in the flesh. He said, look at me, Philip. It's me. I'm God. Get up and get it. This is the word now. This is not in. It's not a book I wrote. It's not something I'm trying to explain. So we'll go to the scripture, okay? Are you ready for this? Ephesians 4, 4 through 5. There is one body, one spirit. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Somebody say one. One Lord, only one faith, one thing to believe in, only one baptism, one way to be baptized. Ephesians 4 and 5. Praise God. Somebody shout one. Brother Chambers, I wish I could talk to you for just a few moments and let you know you're a wise man, but you need to get it. You need to get it. Amen. There's more. He's one God. He's got one body. Amen. Somebody needs to let Jesus become bigger today. His wisdom, his doings are beyond human reasoning and intellect. All I know is the things that I can't explain, I have experienced, and you cannot take that away from me. Tell David he can't kill a giant with a slingshot now. You can't take that away from him. It's too late. Tell Noah, you can't build an ark big enough for the animals of the world. It's too late. Tell Moses that you can't part the Red Sea with your rod and let the entire tribe of the Israelites cross over on dry ground. You can't do that, Moses. You can't do that. Let me explain the forces of gravity and the way the tide works and the way how the deepage of the water and the scientific... Stand aside, Mr. Scientist. God wants to do something right here. Stand aside, religion. God wants to do something right here. Stand aside, false doctrine. God's getting ready to do something right here. Stand aside, those of you that don't get it. God's getting ready to do something at 210 Landmark Place. And the anointing is going to break yokes. And lives are going to be changed. And hearts are going to be rearranged. Whether you believe it or not. And whether I can explain it or not. I don't know how he parted the Red Sea. I don't know how he made a boat like that. I don't know how David killed a giant with a slingshot, but I know he did, and you can't take that away. I don't know how he filled somebody like me with the Holy Ghost, but he did, and you can't take that away. And if I got it, others need it, and I'm going to give it to them. Amen. You tell Daniel you can't sleep with lions because you'll get ate up. It's too late. Amen. Tell me repentance doesn't work. You're too late. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Tell me baptism doesn't work. You're too late. Tell me that holiness will not work for the people of God, even in this generation. You're too late. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you feel the pull, if you feel the pull of God, then I don't want you to push. Stop pushing. And let him pull. Hallelujah. You know me and you know us. We're not here to take away anything you've ever gotten from God. I did not say no one got anything from God. I'm just saying there may be more. Hello? There may be more. In fact, I know there's more if we can just get it. Praise God. If we can just comprehend that God wants to do more. If we can just understand that God wants to do a little bit more and take us a little bit deeper, take us a little higher, make it a little wider, make it a little greater. Amen. Give us a little more understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. Amen. Let us get above our troubles. Let us get above our sicknesses and diseases. Let us get above the religion where we're just stale and standing still and unmovable and unshakable. Amen. I wonder if we could get it today and understand. If you feel the pull, stop pushing against it. That's the presence and that's the Spirit of God. I can't give you anything God gave anybody in this house. Don't be afraid of me. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you, if you'll let go and let God, he'll give it to you. So if you feel the pull, don't push, but get yourself down here right now and let the Holy Ghost do something for you right now. Let the Spirit move. Let the power of God provide. If you need something, come and get it. If you want something, come and receive it. If you believe God for it, let it happen. Let the anointing flow. Let the Spirit flow. Let the touch of God flow. Let the presence prevail.
God in the Father.
Come on.
In God in the Son.
Oh, yeah.
In God in the Holy Ghost. All these three are one. I know God is God.
His name, yeah.
He's God in the Father.
Woo.
He's God in the Son.
Yeah.
He's God in the Holy Ghost. All these three are one. I know God is God. God won't ever change. I know God is God. And Jesus is His name. He's God on this platform.
Yeah.
He's God back at the door.
Yeah.
He's God in the Amen corner.
Woo.
He's God all over the floor.
His name.
They call me a holy roller.
All right.
All time making fun.
Deal with
but
it.
When they get the Holy Ghost, they're all be speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
I know God is God. God won't ever change. I know God is God. And Jesus is His name. I said they call me a holy roller.
Yeah.
They're all time making fun.
Mama.
But when they get the Holy Ghost, they're all be speaking in tongues.
His name. Yeah.
He's God when the lightning flashes. He's God when the thunder rolls. He's God way up in heaven. He's God down in my soul.
I know God is God. God won't ever change. I know God is God. And Jesus is His name.
Oh, when
Come on.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, oh,
when they crown him King of Kings. Pray with somebody. Reach over and connect to somebody. Have faith with somebody right here, right now. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Pray with your brother. Pray with your sister. Pray with each other. Believe God for the move of the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the touch of God flow through. Let the power of God flow through. Let the anointing of God flow through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you'll have faith right now for someone close by, if it's comfortable, if you'll have faith for someone close by, put a hand on their shoulder and believe the Lord to move in their lives right now. Amen. Pray for them to get it so they can give it. Pray for them to get it this morning so they can give it to somebody. Amen. Share it with them this morning so they can share it with somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody else is hungry. Someone else out there is thirsty. Somebody else out there will believe God. They will trust the word of God. They will follow him. Amen. When you talk about Jonah being swallowed by a whale, they will not be able to explain it, but they will know it happened. Amen. Try to tell Jonah it didn't happen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. All the miracles, the signs and wonders belong to us this day in this house right now. Amen. That wasn't just another time. It's our time. It wasn't just another era. It's our era. Amen. It's our time. Hallelujah. Amen. All we've got to do is get it, comprehend it, understand it, and act upon it. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shake somebody's hand. God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you for being in the house of God today. Come back tonight. Let's believe the Lord for a great move of God again.